I'm just trying to get that resolution.
Yeah.
Do you know they came to the program today?
Yes, Howard told me.
Just today or the whole week?
Just today.
Just today.
For this meeting.
Lady came and told them.
Oh, that they had canceled it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, because I know I came, because what time does it start? Isn't it 5:30?
I know, 4:30.
Oh, it's 4:30?
I know Tuesdays is 5:00 to 6:30.
Okay.
For the little ones. And Thursdays is, I don't know.
I can't get him out.
I enjoy.
I see something out there, oh, wait a minute. Oh, is this the thing that they was, that we was gonna do, like, a big?
But Vanessa was already, or something?
Yeah, that's our, the whole thing.
Oh, okay, so they're using the firehouse. What time is that?
Yeah.
11?
Lepolis.
Okay.
So that's something else about right for.
Yeah.
If you don't have a mask, please come up and get one. Hi, Brenda.
Hi.
Hi, Denise.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Yep.
You did to me already, how's it?
Doing it right now.
Not at all.
What is it, MJ?
Yes, 1882.
Gmail or AOL?
AOL. I'm old school, old school.
I'm right there too. Okay.
Is it closed at 4:00 or?
Before we start this meeting, Rob, could you please take off your hat?
I'm cold.
No, it's warming up now. You knew it was cold in the city hall, you took your hat off, right?
We don't have a door.
I think you're doing this on purpose for me to say something to you. So I'm gonna leave you alone, but I think it's very disrespectful for you to sit there with a hat on, and you're two of the men in the building that don't have on hats. And you do, your hat is cold.
Yeah, my hat is cold, I don't know.
Disrespectful. And that's why they don't trust you.
Oh, no, that's like the packet, so it sticks to your jacket.
Okay, good evening. It is now 7:06, so we're gonna start our meeting. Peekskill Housing Authority Board of Commissioners Public Hearing, November 16th, 2023. Dunbar Heights Agenda. Can we have a roll call, please?
Vice Chair Simpkins?
Present.
Commissioner DeFreitas?
Present.
Commissioner Scott?
Present.
Commissioner Simmons? Commissioner Rainey?
Here.
Commissioner Houston?
Here.
Commissioner Martinez?
Here.
The first thing on our agenda is approving updated procurement policy. Peekskill Housing Authority Resolution approving the updated procurement policy. Whereas the procurement policy has been updated to comply with HUD's annual contributions contracts, HUD handbook, procurement policy handbook for public housing agencies, and the procurement standards of 24 CFR 85.36. And whereas the purpose of the procurement policy is to provide a procurement system of quality and integrity to assure that the Peekskill Housing Authority procures supplies, service, and construction effectively, effectively, and at the most favorable prices. And to assure that the Peekskill Housing Authority purchasing actions are in full compliance with the applicable federal standards, HUD regulations, and state and local laws. Whereas it is the intent of the Board of Commissioners, Peekskill Housing Authority, to provide PHA board and staff with policies and procedures consistent with HUD regulations. And whereas the policy is updated to include New York State thresholds and process by which the status, identification, and location of all units in HUD secure system pipe is updated regularly. Now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners, Peekskill Housing Authority, approves the updated procurement process, a policy. Can I have a motion to accept the updated procurement policy?
I make a motion that we accept the updated procurement policy.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it.
It's okay. You can close the.
A motion to adjourn this part of the meeting, the public hearing part. Can I have a motion?
A second.
Okay, you're probably with the second, so that's closed. Now, Peekskill Housing Authority Annual Board of Commissioners, meeting November 16th, 2023, Dunbar Heights, agenda. Roll call, please.
Vice Chair Simpkins?
Present.
Commissioner DeFreitas?
Present.
Commissioner Scott?
Present.
Commissioner Simmons? Commissioner Rainey?
Yeah.
Commissioner Houston?
Present.
Commissioner Martinez?
Yeah.
Okay. Peekskill Housing Authority Resolution approving October 19th, 2023, board meeting minutes, regular session. Whereas the Board of Commissioners have reviewed the minutes of October 19th, 2023, board meeting, and whereas the Board of Commissioners find the minutes to accurately reflect the comments and statements of the public and the commissioners, now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners, Peekskill Housing Authority, approve the minutes of October 19th, 2023 board meeting. Can I have a motion to accept the minutes? Approve the minutes.
Make a motion to accept the October 19th, 2023 board meeting minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions?
I abstain.
Okay. One abstention. Now we can move right along to the directors, executive directors report.
Good evening, everybody. So the HUD revenue received in October was $253,947, which included proceeds for capital funds, the Ross grant, and shortfall funds. Other revenue, laundry, we received $1,556, cap office, zero, health center, $1,480, they paid 2 months. And interest on accounts, $584, bringing the total of the other revenue to $3,620. Tenant charges for October. Total tenant charges, including parking, late fees, miscellaneous, air conditioners. Miscellaneous includes key cards, maintenance charges, and legal fees, $151,954. We collected $138,991. The unpaid tenant rent balance for the month was $12,963. And all outstanding tenant charges, $1,090,131. Bills paid in October. Everything is pretty much the same. We did have the trash collection in September, not in October, because that's a quarterly payment. The sewer, the city water tax was paid in October, as well as the sewer tax. The health insurance for employees was the regular 1 month. Month prior, we had 2 months paid. The credit cards, $14,470. As you can see, in September, there was no payment.
You need water?
Jean, you need some water?
Jean, you need water?
Here, sir, here. Here. Tina.
There's some bottles right here. There should be bottles right here, right on the side here.
I got a water, oh.
Thank you. So the credit card expense for October was 2 months. As you see, in September, there was no payment. Unit turnaround contracts, which is reimbursable by shortfall funds, $26,200. That's for multiple units. And the total expenses for October was $276,997. September was $224,771. Ross Grant expenses, training and salary, $6,075 for the month of October. And no capital fund projects for architects for October. Nothing drawn down. Court proceedings continue. In October, we had 10 residents in court. We had 2 stays and 8 adjourned. Work orders for October, there was a total of 124 calls and 122 were completed at the end of the month. I'm sorry, the beginning of this month, and 2 outstanding. Tenant payment agreement listing. Tenant payment agreements are continued to be offered, and they do have a total balance of $390,685. Unit turnovers. There's 11 vacants at the end of October. As you see in the comments section, I did put which ones are working, being worked on, which are being leased in November, and which were being showed were to the contractors. The vacancies, we are at 94% occupied with 259 units out of 274. Extermination summary. In October, there were no bed bug exterminations. Tenant accounts receivable. In October, 56 tenants did not pay any payments, rent or other, and the past due October balance is past due total tenants is 164 tenants, 60%, which comes up to $1,090,131. Pisco Police Department incident reports for the week of October 10th through the 16th. Bowman Towers had 29 visits, 25 were follow-up, and 4 were other. Dunbar Heights had 24 visits, 22 were patrol follow-up, and 2 were other. The week of October 24th through the 30th, Bowman Towers had 29 visits by the police department. 20 were patrol follow-up and 9 other ones. Dunbar Heights, 38 visits. Patrol follow-up was 34, and there were 4 other visits. ERAP update. Housing Authority did not receive any payments in October. And the total current households that have applied for ERAP have a total balance of $263,478.90. As of this date, we have received some ERAP payments, so that'll be on the next report. The procurement policy, as part of the HUD review, PHA has updated its procurement policy to ensure the authority complies with its current regulations. This is advertised for 30 days, beginning October 13th. A public hearing was held before this regular meeting, and a resolution was presented for a board vote. The community development block grant for Dunbar Heights bathrooms, phase 1. On September 25th, PHA received the grant agreement for the community development block grant for Dunbar Heights bathroom revitalization project. This project is split into 3 phases with $200,000 for each phase. Total $600,000 with a PHA match. Beginning in August, Quality Environmental started the pre-construction hazardous material sampling. Their sampling for phase one did not show any hazardous material in the bathrooms that were tested. The cost for the first phase, including a mesh and minus the architect and the hazardous material testing fees, is $340,000. This project was out for bid October 24th. A pre-bid meeting was held October 31st, and delivery of proposals and bid openings was due November 7th. Placement of the notice for proposals were as follows: PHA website, direct contact with potential responders, and housingmarketplace.com. Compliments to land, PHA's architect firm. PHA received two responses. Results for the base bid number one, Dunbar Heights Bathroom Revitalization, follow. MCT Ad Service Inc. for a total of $345,638. And DiPaterio Contracting at $444,250. Complete bids, including alternatives, were emailed to the board. The recommendation for PHA to engage the low bidder, MCT Ad Service Inc., for Dunbar Heights Bathroom Revitalization at $345,638, which is the closest to the $340,000 budget. Selection requires a board resolution. Anticipated schedule for construction start for phase one is December 2023. Second phase is set to go out to bid in January. Lead paint testing. The week of November 7th, Quest NT started testing within the turnkey sites. As of November 9th, that testing is complete, and I'm pleased to report that no signs of lead paint were detected. Next round of testing will begin Tuesday, November 14th at Bowman Towers. As of this date, those testing are complete at Bowman Towers, and they did not find any lead paint. Dunbar's Monday and Tuesday. Pending grants. Dunbar Heights Kitchens. State funding, $310,000. PHA received the contract from HUD to begin the next steps. The report states that the contract is being completed and will be submitted shortly. And as of today, as of yesterday, I did submit that report. So just waiting on their answer. Emergency Safety and Security Grant, $83,104 for the purchase of surveillance cameras and fencing at PHA-wide developments to improve the health and safety of residents. PHA is in process of revising the five-year action plan to include the funding. Once completed, a new budget will be submitted to HUD for approval. Waiting list. The Pisgah Housing Authority will be accepting all applications for the 2, 3, 4, and 5 bedrooms starting January 5th through January 26th, 2024. Holiday decorating contest. Residents that participate will automatically be entered into the contest. Two winners from each site will be announced December 23rd and receive Visa gift cards. Toys for Tots. PHA requested toys from Toys for Tots for the upcoming holiday season. They will let the office know how much PHA will receive in December. There's no need for tenants to sign up. PHA will be giving out toys to all the children within the housing authority.
Well, all right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Can we have the council's report?
Just briefly, as mentioned, in addition to other in addition to proceedings we're bringing for various violations such as unauthorized occupants and conditions of apartments, we've been starting and prioritizing moving on the non-payments. So we've been bringing those and we'll continue to bring those in phases in the court. ERAP is still in place, no new applications, but people still have applications in. While it works a stay, the good thing is that they do seem to be giving approvals and getting to public housing tenants. I think we've heard a few here. I know in other authorities I have, They're getting provisional approvals, which means they've gotten to review their application, and then upon the landlord filing updated information, which I've also heard is very difficult to do, and it's difficult to deal with the office, but nonetheless, once that's done, then we'll get an indication of what months will be paid, how much, and we'll get a payment on it. So how public housing authorities are now no longer at the bottom of the list. Their applications are being reviewed, so hopefully in the next couple of months, we're going to get resolution of some, if not all, of those pending ones. So, and when we bring a proceeding, if that satisfies it, that's fine. If it doesn't, then obviously it's credited towards the amounts that are paid by IRAP, and we can deal with the balance as part of a proceeding in the court if necessary. That's what I have going this month.
Thank you. We have unfinished business, Board of Commissioners elections of officials. We do not have a board president, so we need to vote a board president and then as chair. So, Janine, there's no resolution for that, correct?
Is there?
Oh, I didn't see one.
No, this is nominations.
Okay.
Yep.
Just real quick, got a quick question on the budget. The cap overs, they're still actively open in there?
Yes.
And what is their...
Westcott?
Yes, Westcott. Yeah. What is their like monthly rent for the space?
$740.
And they're not paying, or they haven't paid? Or?
No, they do this for stretches of time where they won't pay, and then they'll pay all the months at one time.
All right, so what are we doing about the elections? Are we making nominations?
Yes.
Where are we going with this?
We're making nominations for chair and vice chair. Correct, Janine?
Yes.
Chair and vice chair.
Can I go? Because I'm ready to handle that.
You got to handle it.
Okay. All right, so I'd like to nominate Ms. Jackie Simpkins as the chair. All right, team, are we going?
Is there any other nominations for chair?
Should be a second. There should be a second if there is.
Does anyone
so
have
to be a second?
Yes, there should be a second.
I'll second.
Oh, sorry.
Let's just see if there's any other nominations for that.
Any other nominations?
And then open the nominations for the vice chair.
Nominations for the vice chair.
Not everyone at the same time.
Yeah, who's the other than the attendant?
She's not here. Okay. She didn't want to come today.
Oh, because of, okay. I would, what's her first name?
So we can't nominate a vice, so what happens?
Well, that's just dragging it along.
So we can't do the chair if we don't have a vice?
No, you can vote for the chairman. You just if you don't have any nominations, we'll put it off. It'll have to be done at another meeting.
So I'll nominate you, Ed Houston.
Second.
Okay, they're probably going to second.
We can't hear y'all.
I just nominated Yvette Houston.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Second.
Yeah.
Second. Vice chair.
All in favor?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, let me pick my glasses.
Okay, so I guess we go along, move along, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Chair.
You didn't want to be second chair?
No, thank you.
Next order of business, we have Hercules. Peekskill Housing Authority approving Hercules Corp for laundry services. Whereas the Peekskill Housing Authority solicited requests for proposals for laundry services, and whereas the Peekskill Housing Authority received one bid in response to the request for proposals, and whereas the response was carefully reviewed, and Hercules Corp is a qualified respondent. Now therefore be resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Peekskill Housing Authority accept the recommendation of Hercules Corp. for laundry services for a 5-year contract. All the, I need a motion to accept this resolution for Hercules.
Motion to accept.
Second.
It's been properly moved in second, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So we move forward with Hercules.
Did y'all get that? Because I know it's kind of a lot of stuff.
Hercules will be the company that's going to be used for turnkey.
For Bowman too, right?
Yeah, for Bowman too.
For a new company for the...
We don't get rid of some of the beats, we don't have a laundry anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
New business. Peekskill Housing Authority resolution approving the payment of monthly bills as listed October 2023. Whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Peekskill Housing Authority administer their responsibilities of monitoring the PHA's expenditures. And whereas the bills for the period October 2023 are listed in the bill list attached. And whereas the Board of Commissioners have reviewed the bill list. And whereas the Board of Commissioners' questions and all concerns regarding certain bills in the list have been resolved. Now therefore be resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Peekskill Housing Authority approve payment of the bills as listed in bill list October 2023. I need a motion to accept the Peekskill Housing Authority resolution approving the payment of monthly bills as listed for October 23.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The second resolution is approval of NCT Ad Services, Inc. for Phase 1 of Dunbar Heights Bathroom Project. Peekskill Housing Authority approving the NCT Ad Services, Inc. for Phase 1 Dunbar Heights Bathroom Project. Whereas the Peekskill Housing Authority solicited requests for proposals for contracts and services for Phase 1 of Dunbar Heights Bathroom Project. And whereas the Peekskill Housing Authority received 2 bids in response to the request for proposals, and whereas the responses were carefully reviewed and Land Associates has recommended PHA to engage lower bidders, NCT Ad Services, Inc. for Phase 1 of Dunbar Heights Bathroom Project. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Peekskill Housing Authority accept the recommendation of NCT Ad Services, Inc. for construction services for base bid 1 bathroom renovations. Do I have a motion to accept Peekskill Housing Authority approving NCT Ad Services, Inc. for Phase 1 of Dunbar Heights Bathroom Project?
I make a motion to accept the approval of the NCT Ad Services, Inc. for Phase 1 at Dunbar Heights Bathroom Project.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, being that resolution passes. Now we come to the point where we have tenants' comments and concerns. Tenants' comments and concerns. Ladies, before you leave, do you have any comments or concerns?
I just want to know, I heard about the bathrooms. Are they going to do kitchens too? I mean, I've been hearing it, but I haven't heard it from any of you guys, the board. So I just want to know, is the kitchen?
Yeah, kitchens are coming down the pipe also.
And one more thing.
Sensor.
Where is the sensor?
For the heat.
The sensor for the heat.
In the boiler?
It should be no sensor.
Because only
it's been on twice.
Because it's just no hot heat.
Three times, there you go.
No hot water. One time and three times in 1 week.
In 1 week.
Mm-hmm. So I just was wondering what's going on with that.
So there was the first time there was a flood in the boiler room. The second time, it's been a lot. But it is fixed. The guy came the other day and he went in and he fixed it was like the circuit board.
Mm-hmm.
needed to be replaced, so.
So we shouldn't have any more problems?
Shouldn't have any more problems.
Should be good.
Okay, knock on wood.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you guys.
Yes, thank you.
Dawn Vincent, 807, 807 Bowman Towers 1B. So at our last meeting, Rob should have something to say, because he told me he was gonna say something. Go ahead and say it.
No, but other than that.
Wait, I wasn't the one, he was supposed to say, I wasn't the one that he gave the smoothie to. So then he stops me the other day to talk to me. And he says to me, he wanted to know why the people don't like him. And they don't trust you. That's all I said to both of y'all, and I really appreciate how you took it. You know, him trying to come all over the table, where my smoothie and all of that was ridiculous. But anyway. So he asked me why people don't like him. And I said, I don't know why, but I really do know why. But anyway, he says, well, when you go back, I want you to tell the people, I never borrowed any money from nobody, and I never slept with anybody's girlfriend. So I didn't understand that, because it had still nothing to do with trust, just like the smoothie didn't have anything to do with trust, okay? So I didn't understand that, and I just needed to put that out there. I knew he wasn't gonna apologize, but it's all good. All right. Anyway, moving on.
Okay.
Can we please put a sign in the laundry for no dogs in the laundry, please? I'm tired of arguing with people about bringing their dogs to the laundry. Their dog doesn't belong in the laundry. He belongs in the house.
Okay.
So I also got this violation the other day. And as y'all know, I did work for Housing Authority for 3 years. And out of the 3 years, this is the only thing that was really I was worried about, because it says I haven't paid on my lease. But you know, like I know, just to sit on this board as a tenant, even if you get a job working for housing, you cannot have any bills. Everything had to start at a zero balance, and that's where I started off from. So I know that on my second check, the first one, Ms. Crossland said, don't worry about it, I'm not gonna bother you. But that second check, you're gonna have to pay this. And I know I did. I gave Audrey Peterson a check for $100. A money order, excuse me, a money order for $100. So this is paid. So I hope y'all look for this, because I really did send
it. That's old.
No, I just got that in the mail the other day.
That in the mail?
I got that in the mail the other day. And then,
I'm sorry, can I interrupt?
Yes.
This is not towards you, this is for all the residents.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just personal, I mean, because I know I paid that. We had to be at zero balance.
It says Peaceful Housing Authority residents.
Okay.
So it's not just for you.
Didn't say Dawn? All right.
No, ma'am.
That's cool. Now I got that.
No, ma'am. And that's for cleanup after your dog.
Yeah, the out of my dog, go all of that. So also, I don't want nobody to sit here and think that I spent 10 years in housing and didn't make something of myself. I am a certified building inspector, okay? Oh, certified. Bunny, you know, like I know, you came to my house, we have fried chicken and cake, we had Bible study, we did all of that in my house. I come out, I clean walls. I come out, I clean doors. People say to me, why are you doing maintenance job? It's not your job, but my house is so clean, I could come out and share a little, care a little, whatever, okay? So, that being said, I don't want nobody to think, I don't want Janine and them to think that I'm just out here doing nothing, helping to just be out here like, oh, I'm getting brownie points. No, you know, that's what I do. Who did the booth every year? Mm-hmm. I did. I kept that front clean because it's COVID again. So if I come out, I do my windows, I do their windows. It's not a problem, but I don't want nobody to think that I do anything for brownie points. At one time, I would clean the whole first floor, but people are so disrespectful, they come out and walk on it while you doing it. Took me about 5 times and then I'm not doing that no more. So that's all I wanted to say. I had a lot of responsibilities in housing and I did them. And I did them very well. So, oh, and I wanted to also show you this. This is what I gave away when I did my inspections. You got one, didn't you, Boo?
I don't think I know.
You got one. That's what we gave out to clean houses, and it came in a very nice little folder thing, and that's how it is.
One more thing, and I'm stopping. Thank you.
I would like to decorate the hallway this year, but I can't. And I would like to have Thanksgiving dinner at my house, but I can't. Because the first floor on the wing where we live at, it smells so bad, it smells like death. and housing is aware that it smells like death. When you open your door, when you come out the hallway, you gotta put something over your face because it smells so bad. I would not want my company. If I came to that building and I walked down there, I wouldn't eat at your house because it's too nasty. It's just the smell. It's the smell. It make you want to light an incense, smoke a joint, and all of that. That's how bad it smells. So I would just like that taken care of. I'm still not decorating, but okay. That's it. And then I might need a little help after the 13th of December with my gifts and stuff, like doing my bag since I'm having surgery on my knee on the 13th. So maybe the 15th, y'all could come help me do my baskets. And thank you very much.
Thank you for being such a concerned resident.
I always have been and always will be.
That you are so concerned.
I live there.
To clean your residence. That's very good. And for completing your, having a certificate of completion for doing that. We appreciate you.
I don't have a complete, that was my certification.
Oh, that's your certification.
And my clean house. That's what that was. Okay, but that's all I'm saying. I don't want nobody to think I'm doing anything because I need no brownie points. No, I don't. I keep a very clean house. I'll come out and help you. You want the windows done, I do your windows. That's what I do. You ask me and it's going to get done.
Right, you just take pride where you live.
That's all. I can't take pride in it when it's smelling like it's smelling. Smelling bad. Okay?
Do they know where the smell is coming from?
Yes. Yes. Oh, okay. It's coming from two spots.
Look into that.
What is that?
Huh?
Is it a secret?
Say what?
You don't want no. Tenant,
oh, I mean, it's coming from.
It's
yeah.
coming from
oh,
two
okay,
tenants.
Okay,
okay. It's
okay.
coming from two
okay.
tenants.
It's, so it's being adjusted. Addressed.
It's being addressed. Okay.
It's been being
slowly.
Addressed. I know there's another tenant that has a problem in the building, and the girl told me that they gave her some kind of candle to put outside. This is what she told me. I don't know, but I'm telling you, it smells so bad up there that it really makes you want to just get a violation and light an incense because it's so overbearing. Wow. And the next time y'all come, y'all gotta go smell it. Thank you.
I'll come up to in the morning.
Ooh.
Any other tenants?
Come up there tomorrow, bring that mask.
Yeah.
And don't wear no perfume.
Pauline Gilchrist, Dunbar, 26B. I just have a question. When we know that winter is coming, and I've said this a million times, not just winter, they don't take and do proactive. Like winter's coming, before winter gets here and it starts getting cold, check the boiler. You know, I call down there one day last week, and the gentleman answered the phone, and I says, have you gotten any reports about heat and hot water? He says, how long have you had heat and hot water? I said, well, I got up at 5:30. He said, why are you up so early? Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if I'm up at 2 o'clock.
You're just making conversation.
He's supposed to have heat and hot water. So he says, well, most people don't get up that early. Mm-hmm. Well, people get up to go to work, and it doesn't matter. You're supposed to have heat and hot water. But there should be some type of maintenance schedule, just like if you're, like, right now I have two radiators. Since the heat's been going out, the radiators, I guess they've got air in them. But everything should be already being put in progress, you know, have some kind of schedule, maintenance schedule, to say, you can't bleed my radiators because you're just putting the air in somebody else's radiator because all the pipes are connected. So if you're going to bleed the radiators, start from the beginning and go all the way down so everybody's not calling at different times to have their radiators bled. And then my other thing is, as far as the bathrooms, I know I missed a couple of meetings, but what are the bathrooms looking like? What are they going to look like? Because the bathrooms, the main problem is there's no storage in the bathroom. You have to buy your storage. If they're going to put a sink, at least give us a counter on the sink. You know, I don't know about the kitchen, but, you know, I'm thankful that we can have washers and dryers, but that washer and dryer in the kitchen looks terrible. You're just sitting in the kitchen. There's no way you can partition it off or something like that.
There will be a pre-bid meeting, a pre-construction meeting that the tenants will be invited to.
so you can see the plans, yeah.
Oh, okay, oh, so it hasn't been done yet?
No.
Oh, for the bathrooms?
We're working on the bathrooms, not the kitchen.
I know, but I'm saying for the bathrooms, have it already been decided what the bathroom's gonna look like?
No, I mean, they just...
I mean, we have a budget, so we had to go within the budget, but all the information will be shown, and you'll, comments will be taken. It'll all be tenant involvement.
Yes, I just wanna ask, will they, because I know you get with the architect, so will there be a point where the tenants can come and speak or see kind of like a blueprint of exactly, or what's gonna be put in the bathroom, or anything like that?
Yes, at the pre-construction meeting.
At the pre-construction meeting, okay.
Flyer will go out inviting all tenants. And we might have to split it up into two.
Just to clarify, just in case, when you mentioned like the heat and the time in the morning, the heat and the boilers go according to temperature, right?
Correct.
Not times?
Correct.
So they're automatically go under a certain temperature?
No.
Well...
That's how it's supposed to work?
That's how it's supposed to work, because we have some cold days.
I know, but the comment about the time is concerning.
Yeah, no, it's temperature, not time.
Okay.
But like I said, there were some issues, but I've been told that they've been handled now since Tuesday, or when, Tuesday, so we should be fine.
And is it the company that's doing it, not the guys?
Correct.
The company is the one that's doing it?
Correct. Which we never had before.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully now, you know, everything will be fine.
Okay.
Okay, another question as far as the kitchens are being done. Are they gonna do the floors in the kitchen, or they're just doing counters?
There's two different sources of funding.
Mm-hmm.
One is for appliances, which is the grant that we received from Mondaire Jones. And we do have it in our 5-year plan to do the cabinets, the floors, everything else, countertops. So I'm not sure, I have to talk to the architect and see if we can do them in tandem or not. Because it's a CDBG grant.
I think it would be better if you did the floors first, if you're gonna put in counters and cabinets and stuff. Because
Because with all the installation, you could have a new floor. But I think what you're saying is, is it possible that this be seen as a whole job?
As a whole job.
I have plans.
Yes,
I have plans.
It's gonna be done.
We'll see how it works out.
And I have a question too, you know, also in regards to that, is everybody's apartment going to be done, or specific apartments that need it? You know what I'm saying? There are apartments that, you know, may need it more than others. So is it going to be everyone's apartment, or those who truly need the upgrade?
I can't say 100% at the moment. Is this for the kitchens you're talking about?
Yes.
Because we haven't discussed, the architect and I, about the money and the cost of the items. And the things, you know, items are just going up and up and up.
Of course.
So our goal is, yes, to do everybody's. That is my goal, to do everyone's.
And then what about the bathroom? Will everybody's bathroom be done?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
We had talked about that, and we were right on schedule. So we can get everyone's bathrooms done.
I just want to ask... because do we have any apartments that are empty that once the architect does go in there, then if they do that empty apartment and then gives everybody a chance to see what it looks like, you know, a model.
Like they did when they renovated before, years and years ago.
We had that in the proposal that there is a mock apartment that is done first.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we can change anything at that point.
Okay. Yeah, apropos of this topic, would you and the architect be amenable if the tenants were to begin now to form a committee and start throwing out ideas of what they feel is needed in their bathrooms and kitchens in terms of a renovation, so that when we sit down, when everyone sits down at the public meeting, there can be, you know, some input. I know that a number of tenants, whenever they talk about it, say, you know, do we have any input here? Is there anything that we can do in terms of, for lack of a better word, customizing these to our particular needs and what we know we may be lacking that would really improve our quality of life?
Absolutely, anytime.
Okay.
And then this way I can sit with the architect, and when we have our beginning meetings, we can discuss, you know, and that's what I'm here for. Mm-hmm. I'm your voice, you know, so what you guys want, I need to express that to him.
So this can get started now and we can begin to feed this
The
to
only
you.
Thing is the bathrooms. So the bathrooms, we're working with limited money for.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, with the bathrooms, everything is going to be done but the plumbing. So bathtubs, vanity, floor,
they're going to paint vanities?
Absolutely.
Great.
Fixtures, the whole bathroom, facade. Yeah. I wish we could do the plumbing.
For people who have immediate needs in terms of disability, and they need things like grab bars and other kinds of supports, is that part of the design?
Those are reasonable accommodations.
Mm-hmm.
So they can fill that form out and drop it at the office, and we will come up with something. If something can't be done, and we have somebody in a accessible unit that doesn't need it, we can transfer them there. We have to work it out, so.
So that should be part of the discussion from this point as well. Great.
Yes, thank you.
And has there been any update on these back porches?
As far as the stair treads?
Yeah, no, I mean, like, is that, the landing is gonna stay like that?
Yes. Okay. What that company was doing, whatever they were doing has been completed. So we are just waiting for them to credit us back a lot of items on the punch list that they didn't do. And then we have to come back and finish the job. PHA has to come back and finish the job. So whether that be, depending on the scale, whether that be maintenance, whether that be an outside company, like I said, depending on the scale of what needs to be done, we can assess it at that time. I'm sorry, Greta had her hand up for a long time.
Did the people Bowman have redo the kitchens and bathrooms?
There is plans for Bowman for a couple different projects.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
It's a great question. And it's actually really about the 5-year plan and what's prioritized on the 5-year plan. So if Bowman residents are really concerned about that, that would be great to look at the 5-year plan to make sure that those plans are like a paper ready to get funded, which was the problem of why we didn't get the new elevator when we got the new kitchens in Dunbar.
Well, as far as Dunbar Heights, as if I can go back, Dunbar has not been done in almost, I know it's been almost 15, 20 years. When they first renovated Dunbar, it has not been done since then. And you can go back and check, but nothing else was done. When they took out that room and extended the kitchen, nothing else has been done to Dunbar. No bathrooms, no nothing. Turnkey has been renovated at least 3 times. Bowman has been renovated at least 3 times. And there has been nothing done to Dunbar.
Okay, we're gonna take that into consideration, Mr. Nasenga.
That's the truth. Nothing has been done to Dunbar.
Okay. Put a lot on the table tonight. I'm just gonna keep it real here. Y'all talking about we doing kitchens and stuff. Now, you got people coming in. Are y'all gonna remodel, or are you just cleaning up and taking all that out the old? Because from what I see and I know here, the spacing is not great. And the bathrooms is not great. Toilet here, sink here, right there in the tub. You can't stick your hand between the tub and the sink. It's tight.
Well, that's why we have the architects to do the drawings and all that.
Oh, so you're going into a process of gut.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, if we have to move the toilet to the other side, so that's all that needs to be discussed with the residents.
Okay.
Yep.
One, I got two big issues. Mm-hmm. The last time I was here, when we was talking about the washing machines. Now, the guys, that night we talked, the next day or so, machines was dropped.
They're working now, by the way.
No, they're not.
Did you do it today?
I was in there today.
Because that is what the company told us today, that they went and they hooked them up and everything was fine.
No, yeah, they hooked up. Just had one person just the other day said, use both machines. One machine, she had to take her clothes out of this washing machine because the water that filled up clothes was soaked. The machines, I know they're not new. Because the base of them that's there is rusted, so that things were pulled. I don't know if that happened with the company that you was dealing with last.
Yeah, we just voted on the new company, so they haven't come in yet. So.
Okay, so this stuff we got here is going to be going by.
Absolutely. Okay. As soon as possible.
Please do me a favor. I see what you're dealing with, and it's a lot. But when this stuff is being delivered, somebody got to be there to make sure, because they left that stuff up there almost 2 weeks, didn't connect it or nothing. That's not right. When the machines come, somebody needs to be there and make sure that stuff get hooked up. The card machine is not working, and one of the dryers is not working.
So we actually weren't told that they were bringing new machines. I found out from a resident that they brought new machines.
And that's what I'm saying. They just dropped them and left.
Right. So maintenance, there was no anyone meeting them there or anything because we didn't know that they were bringing
that's
them.
That's what I'm saying. They need to be put in place.
Right.
The stuff is being delivered so y'all can make sure you're just going on say so. That's not going to help you.
Right.
Because then you start getting people smoking and start coming at you a certain way. And just what it is. But it can be prevented.
Right.
Understand what the lady was talking about with the boilers, preventive maintenance. Mm-hmm. Now, at 1431A Park Street, I'm in apartment 4M, we got a problem, a big problem. Cold water, again. The other day, Monday, Tuesday, 2 days ago, I got up to go to take a shower. It's ice cold. We're getting heat. Sometime hot water, and then maybe in the morning. I took so many bird baths, I'm tired of it. That shouldn't be. Them heaters should be working all around the clock. We're in the season now where it's cold, and the way things been going, them pipes, the temperature done dropped now. Them pipes pop, where we gonna stay?
I hear you.
Renter's insurance.
I'm sorry.
You gotta have your renter's insurance because I don't think they're gonna be putting you up anymore.
Listen, if enough water's popped, you're gonna be moving somebody somewhere unless they get somebody in an emergency.
So
it's a lot of stuff that needs to be fixed. I don't know, but it's not fair to the tenants. Where this water is, it's like it's on a timer. But it's obvious because we've been going through this all summer. The switch is broken.
Right.
It hasn't been fixed. It's a temporary fix. Somebody had to go into the boiler room and turn the heat on for hot water.
Yeah, no.
So it's a switch down there that's bad. It's got to be replaced. You're playing with our lives. There's gas lines down there that if this thing go off, it's going to kill everybody in that building.
That's right.
It's not fair. It's not right. That needs to be fixed immediately.
I hear you. We only got one call this week on Monday from Ms. Gray about no hot water.
Yeah, that was yesterday.
Monday.
Monday. Okay.
Yeah.
Go with Monday.
Monday. At that time, someone came and they reset it. But we don't know if these things are happening if no one calls.
Well, this stuff been going on all summer.
Right.
Over there.
So the thing is, Robeson actually went today. And they went, but the boiler was functioning normally.
So they have to, there's like a code on the boiler of what, like an error code that they have to see in order to fix whatever is wrong. And every time they go, the boiler's functioning. So when it goes out, we need to know right away so Robeson can come out right away. Because there's a piece over it now that no one can reset it, but maintenance, but they're not resetting it because we need to know what that code is for Robeson to fix it.
But see, this, this is the problem. Like I said, all summer, it got to be reset. So what that problem that it created for me, because I get up at 5 in the morning to go to work, I got ice cold water. That should be, that thing should be working around the clock. This is a temporary fix that's happening, and nobody knows what the problem is, and it needs to be fixed. Something either in the switch or whatever it is, they need to get that fixed, because it can come over here all the time, and it might be running now. He ain't here at night. Mm-hmm. He's not here at night. There's a problem, and they need to check it. Them boilers are old.
Right. So, like I said, if it happens in the morning, if you can have someone call us and let us know. But the maintenance Chris does go around to each site to make check on the boilers in the morning. But he doesn't get here until 7. So at that time, you had already left. If we can just know when this happens, so Robeson can troubleshoot it and fix it.
The guy had to come out last night at 9:30 last night to turn the ball on. This is going on. It's like every
right.
Other day. Like I said, it's a problem.
It is a problem. It is a problem. I agree with you.
When are you going to get it fixed? Because what I'm getting from you, they're saying when they come and it's running, they're not going to do nothing because it's running.
Right. Because they don't have an error. So there's nothing, to them, there's nothing wrong with it. So they don't know what to fix unless they see that error code to tell them what is wrong and how to fix it. So
they don't have no type of machine where they can connect up to the thing to find out what's going on.
This is what Robeson says.
Something's not right then.
This is what Robeson says, that they can't run a diagnostic without an error, because if there's no error, then it's running.
If there's no error, we should have hot water.
Right.
And we're not having that. We have an error.
But it's not.
Know where it's at.
But it's not off all the time.
No, this is off and on.
Right. So when there's no error code, you have hot water.
All summer this has been going on, and it's a problem. What is it going to take for somebody to report, make a serious phone call for this thing to get fixed? It's obvious they don't know what it is, because if you got to look for, there's got to be a machine that can connect up to this thing and find out, get a diagnostic on what the hell is going on.
Right. I think what she's saying is like, if they're coming in to test it, it seems like it's working at the time that they're coming in to test it. So if there's an incident when you're up, 5 in the morning, you take a shower and you realize it happens, you can call at that time. Mm-hmm. And they may be able to come in and figure out what the problem is. Because obviously if it's off and on, unfortunately, you're catching it when it's off, and they're catching it when it's on, So,
I hear what you're saying, but the thing is, like I said, when they come, it's on, so leave it alone. It's not solving the problem.
Right.
But so, if it's off, it won't turn back on without someone resetting it, physically resetting it, which they won't do.
I agree, because it's been happening.
Yeah.
Over in that building, because there's no hot water.
Mm-hmm. And the only reason why maintenance did it the other night.
It's really, it's cold.
Right.
I mean, it's really bad. I've been in seawater.
Mm-hmm.
And that water is just as cold. And I'm telling you, the temperature's down there, what it's going to take for a pipe to bust.
And not only that, why is it when you call the new emergency number, and sometimes we get maintenance, why they got to know how many people they call? I only live in one apartment. If I don't have heat, not water, I don't have heat, not water.
I don't understand the question.
Okay, for an example, I called the new emergency number.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna mention the maintenance person, but he says, well, you're the only one called. I said, well, I only live in one apartment. I can't call for 5 other people that they don't have heat and hot water. If I don't have it, that affects me.
Right.
So why does he want to say, well, let's see how many people gonna call?
That's not good. You need to let me know that, because that shouldn't happen.
No, that's not good.
That's been going on.
It's like, well, you're the only one to call. I only live in one place. I don't know what everybody else is doing. If they want to take cold showers, that's on them.
Right.
You know? Yeah, but that's what you get. You're the only one to call.
That same thing has been said to me, and that to me it don't make no sense.
It doesn't.
You don't have to get a bunch of people to call.
One person.
Right. It should be checked. It's not happening.
Yeah, no. I'll address that in the morning. Yeah.
You know, I've gone through three different times of power problems in my house. I did receive the same thing. Well, everyone else has power. I was without power overnight because that's well, everyone else has power.
Mm-hmm.
Not my problem. My
right.
fuses are working in the apartment. I don't care if the line is up. That's what I was told. Well, the rest of the line is up. Now, what I had said was unacceptable. New power. So, like, I just want to say that seems to be somebody's response when I get three times in 3 months. And I'm concerned about, well, I know that it's good in my apartment, but if this is three times in 3 months, what's the follow-up for me is to figure out, so what really is happening here?
Mm-hmm.
Not if it goes down again, call us. Power is power, no refrigeration, no anything. So I'm concerned with the follow-up of these problems where if I'm supposed to just keep calling because that was the answer. Well, if it goes down again, if it goes down again, I lose everything again for the third time. So my only concern is moving forward, and it doesn't matter if it's heat, if it's floors, if it's water, if it's, what is the follow-up on maintenance, reaching good, because I see these work order reports. How is that being held accountable? Mm-hmm. Who goes by and makes sure that that's done? Are tenants signing the work orders if the work is completed? That protects
we
housing just as much.
That's what she's asking.
But okay. I'm asking, like, what is the policy, the procedures to hold that accountable and to reach, instead of a $50 repair turning into a $5,000 expense.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be a little lacking, I feel.
Okay.
I don't have a resolution to mine, except for wait and see for the next one.
I will speak to the foreman about that. It is his responsibility to, well, not to make sure every single work order is done, you know, visually, but I do meet, I'm sorry?
Troubleshooting. Instead of per repair, troubleshooting, so what is the problem in the apartment where it's losing power if we've already had it done three times in 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
That's the follow-up of the foreman to say, well, there has to be a problem somewhere.
And that is discussed.
Okay.
At this moment, I don't know your specific
right.
situation, but I do meet with maintenance twice a week, and we do go over work orders, and they tell me any, you know, extenuating circumstances or anything that's going on, and what they do every day. They have to let me know what they do every day as well, work logs. So I'm going to follow up with them and get an answer for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Janine, can we go back I think it was last year, we had mentioned going back to the old type of work orders that they used to have, a copy.
Yeah.
So to hold people accountable for what they're doing. Is it any way to hold the maintenance people accountable for the work that they're supposed to be doing? Because if they go to fix a drain on Monday, and then the tenant's calling again on Wednesday,
right. Mm-hmm.
Then they call in again on Friday, something's not fixed properly.
Mm-hmm.
So is there any way for us to kind of hold them more accountable for the work that they're supposed to be completing in a timely fashion?
So I am going to have some training on electronic work orders in December with the maintenance. So rather than going backwards to the carbon copies,
mm-hmm.
we're going to go forward to electronic, and there's a whole maintenance module that does all of that for us and gives graphs and all that stuff. So we'll be able to track work orders and timeliness of work orders and all that. And the tenant has to sign the iPad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have maintenance individuals that specialize in certain, in different things? Like an electrician, a plumber?
They all do general maintenance.
Okay.
We do have the foreman that is specialized in certain areas. And then there's going to be a mechanic coming up as well.
Okay.
That's going to be a specific job with plumbing and electric and all that.
Okay.
But they will have to be either trained or already certified.
Okay.
Can we please know when maintenance does, because I know they can come in if we're not home.
Mm-hmm.
But can we please have something that they've been in our house?
I could do something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have them.
You're using the electronic work orders now?
No.
No?
No.
It's coming, how soon?
They're getting training on December, I think it's 18th.
And I just wanted to bring up, last week I met with the tenants here in regards to different concerns that they had, not only just the bathroom and just being able to be part of what's going to happen, but one of the things that they had brought up, and I think that Beth sent you an email in regards to some concerns with the tenants and when they called down to housing and the attitude that they feel like they're getting from those who might be answering the phones. So I just wanted to know, you know, as far as that's concerned, because I know it goes both ways, you know, how you speak mm-hmm. to someone is the way that, you know, you want to be spoken back. So I know that it goes both ways as far as when they call down and how they speak and then how it's being received. So we just want to make sure across the board that, you know, when a tenant calls that they're not calling and getting an attitude or something to that effect. So like I said, I know it goes both ways, but we got to make sure, because we're all in this together regardless, you know, regardless of how we're all in this together. So we all have to be mindful about how we speak to one another, especially, and I know sometimes people can be a little anxious when they call on the phone, and extra anxious, you know, so I get that for the ladies, but still in all, some of the tenants don't want to call down from what I'm hearing, is that they don't want to call down because then they have to worry about the attitude or something, or being retaliated or something to that effect. So I just wanted to bring that out, you know, as far as being a tenant rep and a tenant, that, you know, these are some of the concerns.
And I need to second that for all the tenants. I have also been facing that every single time I come in and out of the
I didn't understand what you're saying.
I said the same is happening at Bowman Towers. The tenants are very apprehensive about even approaching management. So I don't know if it takes a little tenant pulling people together, maybe breaking the ice a little better, lowering a frank conversation, some sort of bridge, because that's a concern at Bowman.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, it goes both ways. You know, how you speak to somebody is what you get back.
Right. I mean, that's
you know, so it goes both ways.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to understand also the community that we serve. However, that also doesn't mean that is a free pass for
mm-hmm.
residents to treat staff
mm-hmm. yep.
any way that they want to.
That's what I said. It goes both ways.
Right.
Yeah.
Professionalism.
You know. Like they say, perception is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah.
I do assess from time to time conversations that happen at Bowman,
mm-hmm.
at the windows, and a lot of the times, I would say 95% of the times, it's from one side. And the other side is being very professional, but they take that as a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
So. I hear you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hear you too.
And I didn't have that on my email, Beth.
No, I'm on both sides because I work for somebody that works in customer service, so I know. You know, but it's all how you speak to people.
Well, one thing I can say, and I've been in housing a while, and one thing I can say for those who missed the Peekskill Housing Community Cookout. That was the time for everybody to get together and really, really know them, seriously. Mm-hmm. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but to really get to know somebody, you gotta mingle. Mm-hmm. You gotta get to know. You know, I'm not saying it's a pass, but I'm telling you, I've never had really a problem. If I've had a problem mm-hmm. with one of the staff, I talk it out. It might be a misunderstanding, mm-hmm. but you know, we might have a little high-low conversations, but at the end of the day, I'm good. You know, but I'm telling you that I could not believe mm-hmm. out of all of public housing, the amount of people that showed up at that waterfront. Mm-hmm. The food, I mean, it was just so mm-hmm. nice, but nobody took advantage of it. Mm-hmm. So if you, I mean, I understand we can complain mm-hmm. about things that need to be done, but when housing goes out of their way mm-hmm. for the tenants, mm-hmm. the tenants don't even respond. So you just can't complain. And then on the other hand, is one hand, you know, extending, and you've got your hands like this. I don't know, I'm not going. Yeah, you know, yeah, I'm telling you, it was beautiful.
Yeah, no,
I thanked her, I thanked Tatum, I thanked Keisha. It was really, really nice.
It was really nice.
Yeah, it's just that I was so surprised that hardly nobody showed up.
I also think that this is a period where some repair is going to have to happen, because I think another kind of environment was in place for so long.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, you can't take how somebody else treated you.
There you
And you can't. But what I'm saying, you still no, because you have to be open. You can't be closed-minded, because the people before you, housing management before you, mm-hmm. mistreated or did things out of the ordinary, mm-hmm. and then judge the new management that comes in. You mm-hmm. can't do that. That's just like if you get a new boss and your old boss mistreated you.
That's right.
You gonna say, oh, they're gonna be the same way? No, you have to have an open mind.
And I'm only bringing it up because as a tenant rep, if they're coming to me and saying X, Y, and Z, then as a rep,
I just need
to bring it to them and say, okay, these are the way that the tenants are feeling. I'm not saying, because it was a wonderful function, and I can call down there and talk to them, and they put up with me. God bless them.
I wouldn't even go as far as getting those systems, because, you know, my mother used to work in that office, and she was attacked, by a tenant. And the tenant, when the tenant knew that it was my mother, because she was friends with me, she called and apologized. And the crazy thing was, the apology wasn't, I'm sorry for attacking you. It's like, I'm sorry, I didn't know you was Doodle's mom.
Exactly.
I would even consider, I don't know what type of budget this would entail, but even considering some of those, you call some of those organizations now and it says this conversation is being recorded for customer service and training. Yeah, and that way, they keep track of all these conversations. So when someone says, the tenant was rude or the staff member was disrespectful, for a certain amount of time, you can go back and actually hear the conversation and determine who was wrong, and then you can address it that way without, and it could be anonymous too. The tenant could just call and say, I spoke to somebody the other night and they were rude at this time, to the brother right here, in every situation, when it comes to tenants, when it comes to staff, when it comes to issues with the water, it's like, as soon as it occurs, unfortunately, it could be early. I when I was in position, I remember calling when we had issues with the heat in Dunbar, and I was calling acting as if I was a tenant just to see how I was treated, and I got some of that stuff. But I took down times, names, who I'm speaking to, so when I could speak to Ms. Crosby when she was here about it, I called and got the same treatment, so I know they're not lying. That's the first thing. But also, it's now, I don't want to say, I'm not going to say who that person is. I'm in a better position. I don't live here, so I don't have to worry about the retaliation. so I'd never have a problem addressing it, you know? So I know for years, people have been saying we're gonna have a tenant board and the board comes up in 2 weeks and disappears, whenever that's gonna happen, but I do great respect for you for doing that, but it's I'm glad you said that, because it's important to know that you have to hold people accountable, and by not telling when these things happen, or not telling who it was, like, we can't hold anyone accountable if we don't know until the next meeting in January. You know, as soon as it happens, call. I called before I came here today and I got a line, and they was able to convey a message to them around 6:15. So, you know, it's beneficial. Write these names down. Remember who these people
are.
Oh,
I know who they are.
Okay, good. That helps us, you know, work with Janine to confront these issues. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, same with you. As soon as it happens, she emails us as soon as something comes up. You know, so we're all notified. So nobody can say we didn't know unless we're not reading our emails. Nobody can say we don't know. But if you don't tell us, we don't know what we don't know. You know, so I would definitely say as soon as that happens, if you do it tomorrow morning and it happens, call the board. We'll know that you called at 4:37 a.m. and that there's an issue at that time. So going forward, if this happens three times at 4:37 a.m., one day at 4:37, one day at 5:15, one day at 5:09, we know that there's an issue around that time, so we can be proactive.
And those calls I can listen to.
Oh, yeah? Oh, that's good.
I just want to say a couple of pieces and I'm going to get off of this. I appreciate you guys. I've been around a long time, and a lot of other people that are here. At least there's some effort being made. Mm-hmm. That wasn't, I understand what she said, and you're right about that. People can't, so much hurt and anger because of certain things that wasn't done and it's still rolling, you're catching it. Mm-hmm. Don't, doesn't make it right.
It doesn't.
I just say to you, with people that's on this board, and we all grown in here, you don't have to set that, but you can't control you.
That's what I said.
You can't control you. And if it comes, just listen. I can't talk to you, or we're not going to talk if you can't sit down and talk to me. And leave it alone. Mm-hmm. That way you don't have to go to your office and need a drink.
What you trying to say? She got in that cup. What you trying to say?
It's been going on a long time and it's going to take time.
Right.
Thank God. Right. Guys, this is my second meeting here. Mm-hmm. And I've spoken to Jesse. I like it because, see, a lot of stuff that y'all doing, and they've been around, it didn't go that way.
They sure did.
It might have started that way, but it didn't end that way. So, and I see how you got your form set up. So, you're saying what you got to say, and then you're letting the people get a chance. And it's good to hear people in here cussing, because when you're doing all this stuff, you can't. I think when you argumentative, it's not going to get done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just one more thing I would definitely encourage you to, this is probably just my background, but I believe it's helpful to keep a paper trail. Yes. I believe it's important. You know, what I do in some cases when I call, if I call the county executive or somebody, I send an email right after, like, you know, just had a great conversation telling you about this and that and this, and that keeps a paper trail. So if you send an email saying, listen, I called maintenance, and everybody's letting, internet savvy, but it's just a good idea to keep the paper trail, that helps keep people accountable. I spoke to this person.
And Mr. Rennie, I understand where you're coming from, because the incident that happened at my house, and my daughter was up visiting, and poor Janine. It wasn't.
But what did I do?
No.
I came and checked on you.
I'm talking about my daughter. My daughter was living. It's like, mommy. You're going to have surgery.
And what did I say? I said,
that's why I'm here.
God bless her.
Janine handled herself. She handled herself well, because my daughter was like, get in the car.
And that comes from a lot of training, too. Knowing that you're dealing with. Most people come because they need issues resolved. And being in these positions, you have to remember that.
Yeah.
And if we can get more tenants to come to these meetings, we'll really appreciate it, because we don't know what's going on unless the tenants come.
Can I say something? These meetings that we used to have, you wouldn't want to be at the meeting.
Right, well, tell them it's a whole different, it's a change.
And Jackie, I've done that, I've talked to a lot of people up at, up there on Park Street. The problem is getting them here.
Right. Okay.
They want to come, and, sorry, see, some things happen when you talked about the cookout. What time was that cookout?
Yeah, it was at noon.
Noon?
Well.
Noon.
It was noon.
I'm at work 7 in the morning, so, you know, and that's a lot of, but you did what you had to do. And, but. No, it's always a beginning, but see, when you're dealing with people, you're gonna deal with some stuff. And if you ain't strong here.
That's why I said it was noticeable that, you know, it was a smaller crowd, but the history of the, the mistrust. I wasn't expecting a humongous.
But the first time for a lot of things aren't always the biggest.
And I understand that.
When you first did the first parade, the first Juneteenth parade, Peacekeepers, it was horrible.
It's not gonna discourage me from doing other things.
The initial.
It's kind of long though.
Sure.
I think that because we have Dunbar, Parshie, Bowman, a lot of people and a lot of mistrust. The smaller sort of coffee with your own neighbors within your own site before having a whole authority event. So to start working now to bring, say, a Bowman, just the floors together first. Just, you know, a coffee at Bowman on Tuesdays, whatever it is. But I think that you need, because I have a lot of fun when they come on together, but that's always unplanned in front of the building. It just turns into that. People enjoy that. And then there's more talking. And then in the elevator, it's, hey, how you doing? And then it does. It does extend out. I've been there for 5 years.
I need some tenants' help.
We need that tenant health, we need that neighbor to neighbor, and it might just be upon us to say, hey, you know, maybe let's not talk about what she has on, she's a nice person. Let's start moving away from, because there is a lot of hostility, there is a lot of, and I think, and it has worked with me, just sort of saying it out loud, people go, you know what, you're right, my bad. You know, it has worked, but everyone needs to sort of let their guard down a little bit, and say, hey to that neighbor. We don't know what everybody else is going through, but I think that has to happen on a smaller scale, for it to then work for the whole authority. Thank you. Just some ideas.
One more time, that's it.
That's all right. You said it earlier, you didn't come down much. Come on, go ahead.
How long is it going to take to get this ball on the street?
I know that's right.
Oh, it's scary. That business with the boilers, you got gas lines running, it don't take nothing. One line pop. It can be everybody in the building going.
Right. So that's why it was reset last night, you said? Thursday night? Wednesday night? Because we're not going to keep it off when we know it's off, you know, like overnight, because Robeson has to see the error code. We're going to reset it because it's overnight, you know. So go ahead.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But meanwhile, while that's happening, I got cold water in the house. Mm-hmm. That's
Robeson
the problem.
They don't have an emergency thing. They're a huge company.
I have to check.
Huh?
I have to check on that.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm saying something's wrong, because.
Yeah, something is definitely wrong.
Saying, they've got to wait until they can see a code.
Right.
I don't know when that's going to happen. I know I can go to bed at 8 o'clock at night and run cold water and gotta wash dishes. Can't clean no dishes. Get them clean like they're supposed to.
Well, that's when you call.
Water. But my thing is, I got to wait till the next morning.
No, you don't.
That's
no,
That's what I'm saying.
But you don't have to.
You don't have to, Ernest. You can call immediately.
Yeah.
That's in place now?
It's 24 hours.
That's what she was saying. If it happens at 5 in the morning, if you call at 5 in the morning, they may be able to find whatever the issue is, especially if it's consistently happening.
So no matter what time it happens?
No matter what time.
I called on the way here today to get some information, and it's like 6:30. So when their office closed, the housing authority doesn't close.
Anytime.
And what about fix?
Somebody coming.
I'm on the clock.
Thank you.
Let me be quiet. Let me be quiet.
Go ahead.
I have an extra Santa suit. I'm just willing to drop it off at the Toys for Tots.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
Absolutely. And so my question, and I'm sorry, I just haven't been able to make these meetings in the last couple of months, and I regret it, but I'm wondering about Section 3 and the application of that procurement process, especially to the community block grant, and then with the kitchens.
Yes.
And how you perceive that working.
So I have already advised the architect that Section 3 must be part of the project.
Right.
And part of the procurement policy update was adding the Section 3 language from the HUD guides.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be applied to both of those projects. And
yes.
Just so everybody knows, the Section 3 program requires that recipients of certain HUD financial assistance, to the greatest extent possible, provide training, employment, contracting, and other economic opportunities to low and very low income persons, especially recipients of government assistance for housing, and to businesses that provide economic opportunities to low and very low income persons. So that would be great to know about.
So will something go out and, I mean, to the
of course.
Tenants or anything like that to make them aware once?
Great, so we
yes, once we speak to the contractor and the yes. architect, and have that that pre-construction meeting, mm-hmm. and then we can identify areas where we can utilize Section 3.
Okay. And here's another thing about ERAP. So as you know, I helped about 30 people
yes.
fill out applications, and some of them were family members of people who live in public housing and everything else. So what I've been able to observe, unfortunately, I really encourage people, just so you know, mm-hmm. to go and see you and talk about a repayment agreement, because that's where we want to be.
Yes.
But some of them are receiving eviction notices, and so I contacted the state senator's office, and they've said that really with the state mm-hmm. is that you should not be, because some of them are under consideration, especially some tenants too, have not been able to get their ERAP funding because the office hasn't provided the applicable backup mm-hmm. information, okay? So it really is, and I understand you can't apply the funds until you get the funds mm-hmm. or whatever, but the state said that really that you, and I don't want to be the person that sends them the paperwork and enforces any of this. I'm just going to ask you, mm-hmm. you know, just to say to the office, can't you look at that and just sort of legally follow the rules until the application for ERAP is reviewed, instead of trying to evict a person, because otherwise you should be turned into the state. And so I just want to say that. And there's just, I've just seen two cases of it, mm-hmm. by the way, and then the repayment agreement came, and we're all good, and so we don't have to go there or anything else. But that's just a heads up, okay?
Mark, if you want to talk about that?
Well, there is a stay that's worked on if there's an ERAP application, and so even if a matter is pending, there's a stay, so the court isn't going to proceed on it. There are some cases where if the amount owed exceeds the ERAP maximum,
yeah.
that the courts have been granting judgments and warrants for the amounts to the extent they exceed the ERAP maximum.
Those are delineated on the legal papers, okay? So therefore, you're not really taking somebody to court for back balance, and I haven't seen that on the ledger or on the paperwork, just FYI. And so I'm just, I think, and I understand that they are liable for those things that they're not being reimbursed for, that balance, mm-hmm. but that needs to be separated out. That was something I just learned, and that was because of the state senator's office. But anyway, I'm just asking you to go ahead and look closely at what ERAP does, and then at the fact that housing has to give some paperwork back to the state, and so therefore the tenant shouldn't be, you know, served an eviction notice, really? I mean, that's what they keep telling me. It's like, no, they can't get an eviction notice. I'm like, well, they've gotten an eviction notice. Mm-hmm. So anyway, just asking you to like really look at the process and look at where you're at when you're issuing these 14-day notices. And it's very traumatic. It's traumatic for everyone.
So 14-day notices, if you read the notice, it does state to contact the office to set up a repayment agreement. Mm-hmm. It's not an eviction notice. And we have changed the wording on that 14-day notice to make it a little bit more clear. So if you come across that at any point in time, okay, just let them know that that is a 14-day notice to pay, not a 14-day notice of eviction.
Right. So to file a court legal proceeding.
So they, I'm sorry?
To file, so that means that you wouldn't at the end of the 14 days, if you don't get the balance, or
then
you don't
start,
hear from them for the repayment agreement,
right,
you're going to continue with legal proceedings.
Correct. For the amount that's not covered under ERAP.
Okay. And that, and you realize that that amount has not been delineated or separated from the total amount of calling people to court.
Well, what we do, yeah.
Just look at that.
I understand what you look, what you're saying, but also we bring the proceedings, tenants have attorneys who represent them, and there is a judge who has to adjudicate all this. So we abide by them. If there's decisions that don't allow us to proceed, we'll abide by them.
Okay, so philosophically, I just have a big problem with that because people in HUD and everybody else do not want to be evicting people, especially after COVID and everything else. These tenants have just gotten reimbursed, okay, for the amount that people have, that before them have gotten reimbursed for. It's already is an unfair system, okay? And so what you're basically saying is that people are responsible for getting a lawyer and everything else, and some people can't do that because of the trauma of being taken to court and the possibility of losing where they live, okay? And so if you're gonna make a commitment to not evicting people, to really doing a thing, the expectation shouldn't be on to them that they're not gonna answer this thing. And some people get a lot of attitude from the office. They say, okay, you know, then what you're really saying is like, prove it. We'll take you to court and you prove it. You prove the law, you prove the state law and everything else. And I have a huge problem with that. So if that's gonna be the stance of the housing authority, I will go to my elected representatives and ask them to come and represent the tenants and their interests with you. So that's what I have to say.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Motion to adjourn. Motion 35.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.